Lightship, and we're here again to do another show, which will have a lot of feelings, and we'll just see if our co-host is here, Sylvia. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
I'm out here, and welcome, everyone. It's Wednesday, and we're happy to be here with you. Hi, everyone who's tuning in, and all of those of you who are on the fast chat. If you don't know about that, it's a way to communicate with us during the show, and you can put in requests or questions or whatnot, and it's really easy to do. So all you have to do is go to the Creation Lightship page, and you're going to scroll down the page until you see a beautiful light being there in front of you, and just below that there's a link that says BBS Fast Chat, and you just simply click on that, and that should pop up a window for you, and you can type in any questions or requests that you have during the program. And sometimes we get a lot more than we can take up in 1 hour, but we'll do the best we can. And just stay heart-centered, and I'll turn it over to Ron to get going with the healings for this evening. So once again, thank you, everyone, for being here.
Okay, and I'll just state that our Friday show, the last couple of weeks have been moved. So if you haven't tuned in to Fridays, we're now on Station 2, and we're on 2 hours earlier for everyone. So that may be a benefit for people back east here. So anyway, here we go. We'll do an entity release for everybody, and I'm getting pretty warm right now, so it must be a lot of healing taking place. So here we go, taking away entities, and we have a lot of questions here on the fast chat, so I'm sure Sylvia is probably taking note here. This is wonderful. So here we go, taking away entities, going from the bottom of your feet up to the top of your head, releasing these right now from you all. And again, if you have any questions, just go to the fast chat, type your name in, and just a brief message, probably maybe like the most 10 words, I think, is all that it's going to take at one time. And you might want to go to the very top, and before you type, hit refresh. That way you're going to have the full 80 seconds to type something in. So here we go. And going up to your knees now and waist. And going into abdominal area, going up to our shoulders, neck, and top of our head. So we're going to do this real quick here. And we're going to bring more of you back into your body. This is your spirit coming into you. Remember, we should be like a baby in a sense, innocent like that, and have all of our energy with us. That's why babies' eyes are so bright and shiny. So here we go. This is how everybody should be walking around the planet with really bright eyes. And that's the way you can tell how much spirit energy everybody's holding. So here we go, coming in, and I'll count to 10. As you come into your body with your spirit, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're going to do a chakra alignment. Go to your heart center and move this around here. There we go. Throat chakra, third eye, going down below the heart, power chakra. That's your solar plexus here. Second chakra, below the navel, and first chakra. Great. Do an opening if you like that. We'll go body width for everyone. So use the word spin. So here we go. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And go down to your power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. And we'll do the mind to heart drop now that you should be doing yourself all the time. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. We're going to drop that awakening consciousness down, your ego self, whatever you want to call that. It must surrender to your heart. And when it does that, then you're going to be feeling yourself being heart-centered. And your thoughts will come from your heart, your chest area, instead of between your ears. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Just sit back and talk to your spirit. Remember, contact is all it takes. You sense the change, nothing feels the same, love comes walking in. This is where you should be right now. Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, let's see. Let's start with a question that we have on the fast chat, which is, what advice do you have regarding jobs and dealing with employers and bosses who aren't necessarily in the light or they're not heart-centered, but you still have to work and make money?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know how to answer that one. Basically, what I could say is to... If they cause you a problem, what I have done for people in the past is I have cleared them emotionally, the people that maybe your boss or employees or people that you work with. So that's a benefit to you. So you may want to request an emotional healing for them. That way the rough edges will be taken off of them and they may not have confrontation with you. The next thing is what you may want to do is just have the energy run through your body. So instead of having it get stuck to you, to see it going through you. Ask your body to release it. And don't tap into that negativity or the energies of the emotions. And again, if you haven't had an emotional clearing from me, then that may be hard to do. So since we're talking about emotions, which is what we deal with here on this planet, this is an emotional planet here, emotional roller coaster ride for everyone, let's do some emotional clearing. So we'll go back 5 days, and here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do another sample here. These are about probably 80-90% completed. The only way to have them done 100% is to have your whole lifetime done by the light ship in one stint. So here we go. Feeling body, same process. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we'll do a sensory body, and this is another energy body that kind of relates to all of your senses. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And that should help you out. There's these sample clearings on BBS's homepage if you want to click on that. It's right there as soon as you come onto the homepage, and that's my YouTube sample clearing set if you wanted to do it on YouTube also, but Don graciously put it up for us on his homepage to help people out. So here we go. So basically what you want to do is have the energy run through you and not be, you know, connected to you. So that way you're not going to be resonating with the energy and typically finding confrontation or judging the energy. You want to get out of judgment. So that's about all that I can say is to be in the now. When you're in the now, you're out of judgment because judgment is mind energy typically stored in you someplace, and that judgment is what's coming about having you react to things. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, in the beginning of the show, you talked about the baby energy and how when people were first born, they were fully in their bodies, and it would be wonderful to bring each person's baby energy in like that.
Okay, so here we go. Sit back and relax, and we'll bring in the energy of you as a baby. And like we say, if all of a sudden you go, oh, no, I don't want that because I was in trauma or I got the preemie or something, and you start panicking, it's okay. This will be strictly the energy coming to you of pure divine essence, and the traumas that you may have experienced will not be resurrected, we'll say, and you won't be experiencing those. So just be your own spirit energy when you're whole and complete in your body. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to command the energy into you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just kind of relax. Breathe into your heart center. And we'll just play some music for you so you can enjoy your own personal divine connection with who you are. You're feeling that wonderful energy in your heart center. Remember, this is you, the way you used to be when you were fully in your body. And all that prevents you from doing that is the stuff of this lifetime that we're dealing with. And we all have a lot of stuff that's resurfaced and recycled. So you want to kind of get out of that if you can just by being in the present moment. This is what the healings that I do help you do, It gets you into the present moment so your body can do the ascension process. And in the present moment, then you're out of all the pain and the traumas. So here we go. And what we can do is a mental body. We haven't done that one yet. So this is for people who are very mental, who think a lot, who are like kind of stuck in their head. And we'll take you out of the, we'll relieve you from the pressures of the last 5 days here. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Wonderful. And, I don't know, I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. I know we have a lot of people, on the fast chat, Allah talked about the water charging today on our conference call. So, yeah, the skin water was very nice. In fact, all the waters are nice, but the skin water is really neat. It soaks into our body really quickly. You might want to comment how you feel about that, Sylvia, if you want. The conference call that we have is $60 for the month. We do 7 containers of water every week for you, so you have a month of water. And then we at times do skin water during the call, too, sometimes, and mouthwash. We do 4 calls a week on a conference line, and that's the fun about doing these different healing sessions for people is that you benefit greatly as you get into these calls and want to move yourself forward. So back to you, Sylvia. Maybe you can comment on some of that here.
Well, let's see. I'll comment on the water a little bit, which is really wonderful. The skin water, for myself, I just keep it in a little spray bottle, and that really helps. With just any time you feel like you need your skin to be refreshed, and it seems like it kind of cleanses the aura a little bit too, which is wonderful. And being on the conference calls is great for people that can do that because it keeps you connected with the, you know, going to the light ship regularly. So it just tends to keep you always doing well and making that connection with your own divinity all the more strong. Every time you go there, you know, you can kind of rub elbows essentially with the saints and the masters and be in that environment, and it just changes your life. So it's really wonderful. And right now I'm sensing we have this wonderful, you know, baby energy theme kind of going on tonight, and we have a request for bringing in the children healers from the light ship to the light being. Would you like to do that, Ron?
Yeah, there are many different types of healers. We could do that, sure. So sit back and relax here. And if you haven't brought up the light being on your screen, you may want to do that. If you're new to the program, just go to the site, Creation Light Ship Healing here on Don's site, or you can even go to my website. But since you're on the site here, just go to it and bring up the light being picture and put it in front of you. And we'll bring in some of the children healers here. Remember, there's all different types of healers, all different types of life forms. And we have ones like dolphins and whales. There's flowers. There's birds. So we'll bring in the children here. Here we go. And they're coming through right now. And again, just sit back and relax. And I'll just put another song on so you can actually request your healing. Remember, your healings work according to your genetic predisposition of what your ancestors thought about healings and how it's stored inside of you and what those beliefs are and what's caused your conditions in this lifetime according to those beliefs. So those have to be normally, you know, eliminated for healing to take place. So here we go. And here comes this beautiful music so you can listen and just sit back and relax. And this is the whisper music that we listen to all the time here. So, I guess probably the most, I guess the question that people ask a lot, and I'm kind of seeing that on the fast chat by Mike, is asking questions about the mind and kind of what's good and what's bad and stuff like that. The way I can kind of put it is that you want to always come back to that safe haven in the heart energy, okay? So it's kind of like maybe going to, maybe just going for a ride in your car if you happen to have a car. Some people in New York and the East Coast don't have them, but we'll just say you have a car and it's, you know, maybe really hot outside, so you put the air conditioner on inside of the car and you're comfortable and you're driving around, you know, going through life driving. And then you park your car and you get out, and maybe it's maybe really, really hot outside. So going outside in that heat is kind of living ordinary life. But now you have to kind of go into the mind energy. But you want to be able to come back into that safe haven of the air-conditioned car, so to speak. So you want to have most of your energy, if you can, into the heart energy, because naturally we have to live life here. And eventually, as you work more and more with the heart energy, then you can spread that heart energy out into your daily affairs and not be affected by the surroundings. So most people don't have that safe haven of heart energy. They're strictly on that treadmill all the time of mind, and they don't know about heart. And then what they do is they'll take drugs and alcohol, et cetera, addictive things, which could be anything, just to escape reality or to do physical things that are addictive. Some people I've seen, are really compulsive for jogging, and that's the way they can get rid of their frustrations. But they're not going into heart energy, so they're taking their poor body and just trashing it, trashing their joints because they feel that they have to have this driving, you know, ability to go out and maybe jog maybe for 10 miles a day or something, and that's where they get rid of their frustrations. If they were in their heart, they can get rid of them instantly. So that's kind of what I'm kind of, you know, perceiving, is you want to have that safe haven of energy where you can pop in and out of and get replenished and get back to center. So, Sylvia, I guess back to you now.
Well, you also brought up earlier in the hour about being in non-judgment and letting, you know, energies pass through you and kind of being in neutral instead of using the mind to, you know, constantly be making judgments about things. So can you talk about that a little bit also?
Yeah, if you do get drawn into a judgment situation where you are judging, it's not that you probably want to really judge it. It's that you have all this gunk and densities and traumas and stored stuff from your ancestors in you. And so your body is just trying to give you a wake-up call to get it out of you. That's why you're in judgment. It's not because you chose to judge. It's because your body now is oozing out all this stuff, and it's attempting to get your attention by doing that. So then you want to release it out of yourself. So even though it may look really, really negative to you, and it could be, you could even get into a confrontation with that. But just know that your body is trying to heal itself, and that's the only way that it knows how to do it, is to bring you to a situation or to have it resonate with that scenario that's happening in front of your eyes and that you might even be involved in. So it's there for you to release the energy out of yourself, because it's out of the body, because it wants to get it out of itself. So back to you, Sylvia. And the more you do that, and the more you do the releasing, the less the scenarios will be around you of having that same confrontation or seeing the same situation of judgment around you.
That's true, and I think also, at least on this planet of ours, we kind of are taught that you can't really know anything or understand things unless you're in mind energy. And actually, when you're able to go into your heart and connect with your divinity, you know, that inner voice, the inner guidance is, you know, it's part of the divine. It has infinite knowledge. It can guide you perfectly, so we don't always have to be so much in the mind to just, you know, have our inner knowingness. And I think that's one of the false teachings that we run into, is that idea that you have to be very, you know, intellectual to understand things. and that you don't get the answers from your spirit, which is really backwards. So that's part of what we're all about here, is connecting people with their own divinity, so they can get their guidance.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about this show and all the sessions that I do, is to bring you into a state of awareness that you have a spirit with you, and that you have the ability to connect with it, which is the divine inside of yourself. And that's the whole reason why we're doing this PBS program all the time, so that you're able to get a glimpse of that spiritual energy that you have within inside of yourself. And that's the whole thing, is to know that you do have it. It's not outside, it's inside. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, would you like to bring in the energy of baby Jesus? It's a very precious energy.
Yeah, we could do that. Here we go. We'll bring in the energy of baby Jesus. So here he comes. One, two, count to ten. It'll be with you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And there you go. And we'll put another song on here. And just sit back, relax, and experience this divine energy of Jesus here. Question here about, are there good ETs? I would hope there are, but I don't know if they're helping us. That's the whole thing. So I don't know. That gets to be a big bag of worms here for me. So yeah, there are good ETs, I'm sure. There have to be. But I don't perceive them helping us, only because, you know, they're not stopping the wars, and they're not bringing us a wonderful life here, because they have the technologies to do that. So I think the dark side is maybe keeping them from coming here, etc. So anyway, that's kind of my hit on it. That's why the light ship comes every 2,000 years to get rid of the darkness here. And there's a lot of channeling out there that's supposed to be from very high up spiritual energies, supposedly. People channeling whatever, whoever. And they always, in the channeling, say that they're coming to help us. And you may have read that, maybe not, but that's kind of the gist of it. I'm sure most people listening here will understand that. And normally it goes on for, you know, maybe a 2 to maybe 5 paragraphs, saying what they're doing, how wonderful you are, and you're a blessed person, and you're filled with the light, and it goes on, and that they're here to help, and eventually, you know, the email that you may be reading or whatever ends, and you feel great about what they're doing, but then you look around, and they're not here on the pavement. Where are they? And so what I think is happening is a lot of the people who are channeling this information about the good ETs are possibly being duped, and I'll just describe that. What happens is the dark side, as you may well know, live off our emotional energies. So when you read something on an email saying that there's some kind of divine spiritual help coming, which would be the ETs coming, and or maybe the angels, Archangel Michael, etc., coming down to help us, or whoever they're channeling supposedly, and it could be any ET race out there, you get information that they're going to come to help, and there might be a date on it, and you hope for that date, so you get excited. The dark side lives on your emotion, so as you emit from yourself this emotional energy of joy, they're living on it. This is why I say the people who are doing the channeling probably are being duped themselves. They don't understand what's happening. But it feels good to channel this energy, and it's very positive, typically, on what you're reading. But nothing really comes about, okay? And then the time comes, as you read the email, maybe something's going to happen in a week or two, and then all of a sudden the time goes by and it didn't happen, and then they print an email about somehow their spacecraft got shot down, you know, over Texas or something, or, you know, whatever. And then you get upset now because you put your heart energy into it. You gave away all your energy from the past, and now you feel like, what happened? Am I a fool for reading this stuff? And then you get upset because, you know, the channeler bringing forth the information, you know, it didn't come true. So now you're angry at that poor channeler who doesn't know what's happening, but they do get the information, okay? And so you might give that poor channeler a psychic attack because you're angry with that person, and or you're just angry at yourself for reading it and believing it. Either way, it makes no difference. The dark side is living on your energy. So really, what you're reading is stuff that the dark side has taken away from you because you're going outside of yourself for the information. So the question is, are there good ETs? I'm sure there are. Are they here to help us? Well, you can answer that yourself. You know, where are they? What have they changed yesterday? Most of that information is all in the future. So basically, they're not here to help yet, okay? And so if they are going to come, where are they? What are they waiting for? I think one death in war on this planet is too much, and that they should come to assist that because they should stop the wars, which they could do instantly. But that hasn't happened yet. So then the famine, and, you know, we can go on and on, and which I don't want to get into. It's too negative. But I think you understand where I'm coming from. So if they are there to help, they're not here. When will they be here? Who knows? I don't put much faith into it because people have been landlocked here for, you know, tens of thousands of years. So basically from that standpoint, that's why the light ship comes every 2,000 years to help us out here. So we'll get into a more lighter note here. We have a request to bring in the 12 source energy, so we'll do that, and we'll probably be closing with this on the show here. So here we go. You can bring the light being up if you wish, or even bring up the light ship insignia. I wish they'd bring up the light ship insignia. Put that on your monitor screen now. And we'll bring in the 12 source energy. So here's number 1 coming through. And I'll just count to 10 as it comes through. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we'll put some music on and just enjoy each energy. Each one of these is a little different, but they're all pure source energies coming through. The source divided itself into 12 of these energies. And they're all equally the same, but just slightly different in their own perspective. Source energy. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. that has created you. Number 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 10, source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Thank you. number 11. Source energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. For contact is all it takes. Can you sense a change? Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. Friday at 6:55 PST, so it's be closing down now and off, and saying blessings to all of you. And want to add anything, Sylvia?
Yeah, just say blessings, everyone. Good night, and enjoy these divine energies that you are part of.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Blessings.